If you're heading south on the 101, you may be stopping near Laytonville because of that big slide. I told you we'd have an update from Caltrans. We've got Eli Roll on the phone right now from Caltrans.
Morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Eli. Great talking to you. Thanks for taking the time. So I know a lot of folks are going, so what's the latest on this?
The latest is that basically the slide was active all day yesterday and last night.
So that means it was still actually sliding then, right?
Yes. Material's still coming down, and when that's the case, it's not really a good idea to put people or equipment in front of it. So we haven't been able to start actually clearing the roadway yet. That's the latest that I know. They're having an on-site meeting down there with the contractor to figure out what the plan of attack is going to be, kind of monitor and see what the risk to people and equipment would be. Obviously, if it's unsafe to start work, they won't start work. We were thinking yesterday that, you know, optimistically we could maybe have the road open sometime Wednesday, and because we haven't been able to start work yet, optimistic turned to very optimistic, so we may be in for a little bit of a ride there.
Okay, it's because it's still actively sliding, so
right.
that makes complete sense. Now, this is an area that's been pretty active for a while. It's been you've got those barricades that have been up there, so it's been kind of an active sliding area for a while, and there's been for weeks escorted one-way traffic. So I guess it wasn't a total surprise.
It was actually
really
the contractor we were working with, Gelati down there, to build a big kind of catchment area. They built this fence that would be great for catching, you know, boulders that were rolling down the hill one at a time. Maybe not so much all of them. The entire hillside going was something that we did not see coming. We looked at it. It didn't seem like that was a thing that was going to happen. So, unfortunately, when the slide came down with half the hillside, the barrier that was built kind of went down the hillside with everything else. So,
now, looking at the pictures, it looks like... Did it take the road with it, or is it just on the road?
It's just on the road.
Okay.
In some places, it's as deep as, 10, 20 feet. So that's going to be a challenge. There's definitely a lot of material to move there. Right now, we're trying to source disposal sites, places where we can put the material once we remove it, on the north and south sides, just so we can get things clear and get people moving. We know it's a huge inconvenience. I went to a couple of places around Fortuna yesterday, and people were like, yeah, we can get our shipments today and all that stuff. So it's we know it's really bad, and we are working as hard as we can to get a solution as quickly as possible.
So I look at the website. It says alternative routes are recommended. I mean, what would be an alternative route? I know that Bell Springs Road is being, people are saying, please only locals, because it's really not meant for high traffic.
Right. My understanding is, I think even the Mendocino County Sheriff is out there checking people's driver's licenses to make sure they're supposed to be up there. That is definitely not a route. If you don't take your vehicle down to the river bar every weekend for fun, that's not a road you should take.
Right.
Our recommended detour right now is kind of 20 to I-5 to 299 and vice versa. You could also take 36. Of course, on 299, you get the big French slide out there halfway through Trinity County. District 2 is letting traffic through at the top of every hour now. So the delays out there aren't as bad as they could be, especially if you kind of time it so that you get there near the top of the hour. You can pretty much get through there without much hassle.
Talking about 299?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
36 is open, no chain controls there, so that's an option if you want to go over to Red Bluff and hit I-5 from there. It does take about 6-7 hours to get around the slide. Basically, if you're on one side or the other and you don't absolutely have to be on the other side of it, you might just be better off waiting it out.
Okay, and waiting it out at this point looks like, at this point, optimistic Thursday.
With the potential, fingers crossed, that maybe sometime Wednesday we could get something up. But, again, that's a very narrow narrow window of opportunity there to make something like that happen.
Okay.
It could be sometime later this week for sure.
So with it, anytime it is actively sliding, you really can't work on it.
No. You could have rocks come down. I mean, you know, a rock the size of your fist can seriously injure someone, and you got much bigger rocks than that on that slide right now. You can't put equipment on it. It's unstable. The equipment could go over the side along with its operator. It's really not a good thing to put people in front of.
Well, we seem to have a little bit of a break in the action rain-wise today, which I guess is good, but obviously there's still a lot of saturation in the soil,
yeah.
And that's what you really have to watch for.
Mm-hmm. I think this has definitely been kind of it's been a season for the record books. Certainly, as far as I can remember, I don't think I've seen fly ant activity this bad since I've lived here, which has been my whole life. And I think as far as the institutional memory goes, it's definitely been one of the worst seasons for road closures and slides that we can remember as a collective. So,
Yeah. Well, just be happy that the Confusion Hill bypass was put in, because that would have gone every week. That
have you looked at that lately?
Yeah,
you go over those bridges, you see that. Oh, you can't even see there's a road there anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of gone back to nature.
Yep. And that's what it did that pretty much every season. But this season, yeah. It would have been ridiculous.
Yeah.
So be glad that one was put in place.
Yeah.
That was a wise investment on Caltrans' part, I think.
Yeah. Fortunately, I don't think the one that we're looking at right now is going to be anything like that.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed we can get it open as quickly as possible.
All right.
Sometime midweek.
Okay. And I know that you said that that the contractor is meeting with Caltrans later on this morning. If you've got any new information, please give us a holler.
Oh, will do.
Thank you much. Eli Roll at Caltrans, thank you so much.
Thank you.